Good morning. We're learning Chayadim Klal Samach Siman Aleph. Hoya Oichel Peres B'Derech HaRoy. So the Chayadim points out the person was eating the Peres B'Derech HaRoy, as opposed to a person who was kaveh himself for a Peres party, like he will talk about later on. We mentioned that in the introduction. In the case where he was just sitting down Derech HaRoy, he wasn't being kaveh himself to eat. U'Birech Aleihem, and he made a brach on the Peres. V'Ochel Mehem, and he ate heviolo oid, and they brought new peris. Oh, I see you're finished. You know, I'll bring you some more. Im hoya daito mitchilo, I'll call mashi biuloi. If his das was, when they started, whatever they bring, he wants to eat. That was his das. Therefore, afilo ochel kvar kulam, even though he ate everything which is there, there's nothing left on the table. Ein tzarach levorach. So he does not need to make a bracha. So that was the example that we gave. One of the five types of das is that the person has intent, whatever they bring, I'm interested in eating it. So the bracha will cover whatever is brought. V'im nimlach mamish, on the other extreme, he shlohoy yadai to mitkila lecho rak elu. He only planned to eat whatever what was in front of him. And he really was clear in his mind he's not planning to have more. V'nimlach lecholod, and then he changed his mind to eat more. So he's clearly a nimlach. So in that situation, he needs a new brocha. Afilo heim adayim lefonav tzarech levorach. So even if some of the peiros are left in front of him, but since he had planned to only eat one orange, even though there are multiple oranges on the table, but the orange is on the table, but he clearly hit in his mind and made a decision, which is a true decision. He's only eating one and not more, or eating two and not more, whatever the number is. But he made a clear, true decision in his mind that that's what he's going to do and not more. That was the original intent. So later on, when he changes his mind, so he needs a new bracha. So those are the two extremes. One is a situation where a person had a very clear, limited das, and the other stream of the person had a das which was expansive as possible. No matter what, whatever they put in front of me, I'm going to plan to eat. So that those are the two extremes. Now, ubistam, but let's say he's stam das. He's not really thinking one way or the other. He's neither of the extremes. He's in the middle of stam. He's not really thinking about only these. He's not saying whatever. He's not thinking explicitly whatever they put. He's not really thinking about it. He makes a bracha. And sort of like, let's see how it goes. Okay, so that's when we start looking into other considerations. Kozman shemutal lefon of oid me'arishonim, as long as the original items on the table, the fruits that he made the bracha on, are still there. So, yesh plugta, yesherman tzarech levorach, yesherman dein tzarech levorach. So, that's some say that you need to make a bracha. The bracha only goes, since he only had stam das, the bracha only goes on what he planned to eat, what was there on the table. When they bring new fruits, the bracha is not covered by that. And some say, ain't tzarech levorach, since there's some fruits left on the table when they bring the new fruit, so since the fruit on the table, the bracha does work for, and this new fruit is brought while those are still there, we look at it's still a continuation of the original bracha / meal. So, man, this whole concept is rooted in the idea that we're working on extending the meal, extending the eating session. So, since his bracha covers whatever is on the table, because he had stam das, so whatever's on the table is part and parcel of his meal, and it's still there. So the meal hasn't finished yet. So now, before the meal has finished, they brought new items. That's like just extending the meal. That's the Yesherman would hold you do not need to make a bracha. The Mishnah passes like this shita. And you do not need to make a new bracha. But however, he adds a caveat. So we're saying the person made a bracha, there was three oranges on the table, and he hasn't eaten all three oranges, and they bring some more oranges. So and he decides to eat one of those, the new ones that, which are brought. Does not need a bracha. The bracha it extends to cover this new orange. But what about if there were oranges on the table and they bring an apple? It says there that the fact that the orange is still there does not work. This idea that the fact that it's still there on the table extends, allows the bracha to extend to the new items which are brought afterwards, it's only if it's the same min. It has to be the same min mamish. But if it's a different min, then he would, since he had stam das, so he didn't explicitly say whatever they bring, didn't explicitly think whatever they would bring. So the fact that it's lefonov works for the items which are lefonov. So if he has apples and oranges in front of him, and he made a bracha, planning to eat from the apples and the oranges, then he brings an apple or an orange, he's fine. But if he only had oranges in front of him, and now you bring apples, he would need a new bracha. So now, what about a situation where there's none left? What's the luck in that case? We'll talk about the best of Hashem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.